is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, open your Bibles to Revelation 18:14. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Rebound is the only way for a believer to get back in fellowship with God. Even one personal, so-called minor sin knocks us out of fellowship. If you can't remember the last hour, you can use generic rebound. It works just as well. Forgive us our sins. It's in the model prayer. Let us pray. Father, once again, we assemble ourselves together so that we can keep our focus on the prophetic beacon that's out in front of us, so we can have hope and confidence and be able to look at the things that are unfolding before our eyes and compare them with what we study in the Scripture and know that we're on the right path and that we are at the end game. Thank you for this opportunity. Bless our time together in Christ's name. Amen. All right, we have the two Babylons of Revelation. We are dealing with the economic Babylon, the leading economic power, arguably, in all of human history, when you add all the factors up. And that's the United States. No one else can compare at this point in human history in terms of the economic output and influence it has worldwide. And so here in these verses that we're studying, with the announcement, at the announcement here, actually in 18, we started, I have to do this each time, I feel like I do anyway. We back up to verse 4, I heard another voice from heaven saying, now everything that follows that, all of it, is an announcement by God from heaven. He is actually simply repeating what we have in Revelation 18 to the whole world. Now, how long does it take you to read it? Even if you pause for punctuation and for effect, how long does it take you to read this? Not very long. This will come from heaven. People can flip their Bibles open. Whoa! And see the comparison that the Word of God stands firm and He isn't going to modify any of it. None of it. To please anybody. We are to be pleased with what's in the Word of God, even if it's painful. It isn't fun to talk about the total annihilation in 1 hour of one day of these United States of America. It's no accident. God is behind it, and He uses an agent, not mentioned in our verses, only indirectly. Only indirectly. The section is a call for believers, post-tribulational believers, post-rapture believers. I'll restate that. Post-rapture believers are told to exit the United States. In verse 4. So that you do not participate in her sins. America's sins and the piling up of this indictment through the history of the United States of America. At any time, she could have turned away from this like Assyria did of old and got a new lease on life. But we don't do it. We haven't done it. And there's enough Christians, actual believers, not fake ones. There's enough Christians in the United States of America, enough of them, to make a difference. And as Bob Thiem used to call it, the pivot. The pivot. Guess what? There were times in Israel's history when they made this pivot. Sometimes it was right at the edge before destruction was coming. In the case of the southern kingdom and the Assyrian invasion. But we haven't done it. We have muddled along. Modern Christianity is pathetic at its best. I can document that over and over because you're not hearing them teach this. Are you? I challenge you. They talk Bible prophecy. They talk about the coming of Jesus. But they leave out all the actors. All this stuff is out. What good does that do anybody, ultimately? You can get saved. You can be alerted to the fact that Christ is coming. But that is in and of itself is not enough to qualify a believer for high standing in the plan of God. We're expected to know this stuff, and pastors are supposed to teach this stuff. As I told you, I've looked in the commentaries, the evangelical commentaries, so I know what I'm talking about. They have distorted this into something else. Not to mention that they neglect the Old Testament prophecies of Jeremiah. This was true with Baraka Church. Never heard them mention Jeremiah 50 or 51. The Babylon of that, who's that? The church blank is not the Babylon of Jeremiah's day or Daniel's day, because it didn't go down in 1 hour or 1 day in a fiery holocaust. Now did it? It went down uniquely. One morning, it's Babylonian rule. Next morning, Persians are in the royal facilities running the show. Christ is the Lord of human history. When you hear all this horrible stuff that's out there, don't be dismayed. You can be disgusted. And I am. It's repugnant. I try to minimize my exposure to it. People will tell me, did you hear? No. I can't keep up with all of it. I don't have to. What I have to keep up with is Bible doctrine and Bible prophecy in particular. That's been my prayer and my quest. You give wisdom to those who ask. And we keep beating on that door. Okay? So this whole section is an announcement from heaven. God speaks indirectly to the agent that he will use to destroy the United States. In verse 6. You want to read it? Verse 6. Pay her back even as she is paid. Operation Boomerang. And give her double discipline, because to whom much has been given, much is required. And this applies to the average believer who has sat in Bible class for years, to this country that's had all these privileges and has all these freedoms. One of the high marks of American history is freedom of religion. There's no state-sponsored church like in England Greece, Italy, Russia. There is no church-sponsored, state-sponsored church. None. Thank God. Or everyone else under it would be persecuted. And they would be given all these advantages. Now, the Catholic Church has tried to weasel itself in, but it hasn't succeeded. It has in other countries. So all this is going to be given to an entity that believes this is reading the pulse of the United States. Everyone doesn't think like this, but it is a consensus of American opinion through time. I sit as a queen, and I am not a widow, and I will never see mourning. The indispensable nation, as a previous president called it. Really? The only one I know is indispensable is Israel, because of Bible prophecy. Not because the Jews have got their act together so well. And then we saw in verse 8, in one day, her plagues will come. This is not a war that's drug out over months and over time. It is bam, one day on the calendar when Russia will make an all-out thermonuclear ballistic missile attack on the United States from all of its military sources, from all of its highly sophisticated arsenal, which in a verse in the Old Testament says, I'm going to open up my armory. All the weapons on the earth, primitive and advanced, are the Lord's. In fact, everything on the earth is His. We use it or abuse it. Right? Yeah. We use it properly or we abuse it. You can name all you could make a list all afternoon of the things we use and the things people abuse. We had the reaction of the top rulers of the earth in verse 9. We have a theme that is repeated at least a couple times. Standing at a distance. They're not running in here and trying to help us. This is not the kind of fire you want to be close to. It's radiation. Thermonuclear radiation. That's behind this fire. And they stand at a distance. They keep as far away from it as they physically can. And they are doing the whoa, whoa thing. In 1 hour, your judgment has come. And then we moved on to the merchants of the earth, beginning in 11. They're going to take a big hit, because they don't have any place to send their goodies. It's over. As any of us can easily recognize, there is so many imports into this country from so many places, it isn't even funny. And all the more as we see the day approaching. And then we had a list in verse 13 of these kinds of things. Now, obviously, the Bible has to be interpreted in the time in which it was written, and the one I pick out of the list, flowers always flower, oil, olive oil is always olive oil, and so forth. The one that I picked out that has a modern counterpart is chariots, which is transportation systems like automobiles. Don't even have to point that out to you. The bringing in of automobiles from these different countries. They're all over the place. I drive one of them out of Germany. Again, it's not that there's anything wrong with this. It's just that the reaction of these merchants, when this is all shut down. Now, verse 14. The fruit you long for is gone from you. And all things that were luxurious and splendid have passed away from you. This is addressing, and it says, and men will no longer find them. Excuse me. Who's the you here? Is it American citizens? Or is it the merchants, the foreign merchants? All right, one. This verse has, as it's, sorry about last time not getting the notes out to you. Hey, we had to do that once just to see. That wasn't done on purpose. We had to do that, have that happen just so you can appreciate that we here at Maranatha Church, among the other ways of disseminating our information, is that we have a real nice printer and we get our notes printed so that everyone can have an in-hand copy of the notes that we're teaching. Back in the old days, you had to come in here with a pen and your own paper. Well, we stepped up beyond it. When I was in Bracket Church, right. They never did do that. They didn't have handouts at the door of the upcoming notes. So you've got two. You can read along with me. You can take them home and put them in a file and say, I want to look at that verse or that passage or that doctrine. We've got it available. I've got all my notes since we started with, but we had the crude computer system in the beginning. I forgot the name of it. And then we advanced up to what we have now, and it's got my years of study and notes, the books we've covered, and the doctrines we have done. And I also have copies of it in other people's possession, in case anything happens here. I'd just quit if I lost all of them. I'm just kidding. I would be so dismayed, it wouldn't even be funny. So, that's what happened a week ago Sunday in the second session. Nobody's fault. This verse has as its speaker God, who reports the fact that Babylon will cease to enjoy the imports she so much craved during her run as a leading commercial nation on earth in human history up to this point. I'm not including the millennium and all that's going to go on there. I'm just including in the period of human history from the beginning of time. And there's been some big commercial powers and people shipping stuff all around, but nothing like this. Another factors contribute to it. The population, the size of the country, the technologies that have been developed, and all the rest of it. I can go get stuff from foreign countries just like I could go down and get something made in the United States. It's that easy, for the most part. Or a men's dress belt, a particular one. Where'd it come from? Latvia. Oh, you're real familiar with that country, aren't you? Latvia. And it's well made. And it got here probably in a week. And the stuff you can get through Amazon is mind-boggling. It's so convenient. And you got to, I'm not trying to promote Amazon. I'm just saying. You can get it. They don't gouge you with a big shipping charge, like some do. Some the shipping as much as the item you bought. Stuff from all over the place. And boom, it's right on your doorstep. The little translation of this verse runs as follows. I looked back at my old notes and I thought, boy, that was good, Jack. Well, pat yourself on the back. And your ripe autumn fruit, I'm bringing out the Greek here, your ripe autumn fruit of the lust of your soul has departed from you. And all costly and shiny things have perished from you. And they will no longer find them any longer. God is the speaker and Babylon is the one taunted. This is before the, again, I just have to say it. I know you know it, hopefully. This is all brought out into the open before the actual attack against us occurs. And that will be like 2 years or so into the trip. I haven't pinpointed it. I have some verses, I have a verse or so in it says after a year, after another year, and then boom. That won't be our big concern. We won't be here. The noun translated fruit is not the standard New Testament word, karpos. It occurs only here and refers to produce at its optimum state of juiciness. It's like those Colorado peaches I got the other day. They came and they were hard, very hard. They're softened up real nice. They're at their optimum or reaching it. Both genitives, the lust of your soul, are subjective genitives, indicating the fruit, e.g. merchandise, is the object of the lust, and lusting is carried out by the soul, as per 1 Peter 2:11. Where the writer here says, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts that wage war against the soul." This is true for the believer in time. The STA, there is a war, an internal war. So I was talking to someone. No, the STA isn't anesthetized. It doesn't go away. It's still there. After salvation. And even after lots of Bible doctrine. The departure of the deeply desired fruit is a result of the nuclear attack. The merchandise is described by the two adjectives, luxurious and splendid. The idea is that these things can be costly and these things are attractive or shiny. These things will be denied to the citizens of Babylon, not because they're evil in and of themselves, but because these things were desired by the citizens of Babylon above all else. Look at it today in so many ways. Are they lining up in local churches to get sound doctrine? No way. If they can't go to a church and get entertained with some kind of a program, stand around raising their hands in the air and singing, or whatever they do, they don't want sound doctrine. The Bible already tells me that. There will come a day when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers, having ears that need to be tickled. Some new novel thing. The double negative, ukeri ume, is an emphasis, is as emphatic as the Greek language can get, to show that once these things are gone, there are absolutely no chance they will return to American ports, because there won't be anybody here. Note how the person changes abruptly once again. This time to an impersonal third person. And will no longer find them. So God will fulfill Jeremiah 51:36. Thus says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord. Behold, I'm going to plead your case and extract vengeance for you. And I will dry up her sea. That's stuff coming over the ocean. Pacific, Atlantic, and so forth. And make her fountain dry. That's internal commerce. This country has been geographically set up to really make this work. Give you a quick example. Think of how much money and everything is saved because we have a great big river that runs right down the middle of us called the Mississippi. And they can put barges out there and float them down there, all the rest of it. We've got the perfect geography and everything. We got so much land, man, all of it. Look what we have produced in our history. Just us in this country. So dry up her sea is commerce from abroad, and her fountain is internal commerce. All you got to do is go out there and drive around for a minute, see all big trucks running around. Used to be a lot of it was on with trains, airplanes, and over bodies of water up and down the Mississippi. Most of the items in the list are definitely not things people cannot do without. Non-essentials become more important than surviving spiritually and politically. Lament of the merchants, verses 15 through 17a. The merchants of these things who became rich from her. We've seen the different categories here, right? This is going to be fulfilled literally. The word merchant in the plural is emporos. We have the word emporium. The merchants of these things who became rich, having become rich, aorist participle, pluteo, be rich, become rich, from her. Apo, with the pronoun, referring to the U.S., under the feminine pronoun. Will stand at a distance. Here, you can underline it again. Will stand at a distance because of the fear of her torment. Weeping and mourning. This is not an exaggeration when the rug is pulled out from under them. They ought to be more concerned about their eternal souls and getting their act together with the impending coming of the Lord, right? But oh no. Their cash cow is gone and they're left standing there with nowhere to send their excess products. Will stand at a distance from a distance, adverb, makrothen, means from a distance. Stand is the will stand, future indicative of histamis, to stand, because of the fear, phobos, of her torment. The word torment is the word for torture or torment. Basinismos. Weeping, Clio, and mourning, being sad, grieving. Pentheo. One. Finally, we come to the divine prediction on the eve of destruction in respect to the lament of the foreign merchants. The antecedent of these things is listed in the items of verses 12 through 13. And their summarization in luxurious and splendid things of verse 14. The prospering of the merchants is seen from their exports to Babylon, 18:3. Their position at a distance is the same as the kings, rulers, in verse 10, and of the seafarers, those people that are actually out there on ships, in verse 17. The divine description now reverts back to the future tense, as God predicts the soon-to-be lamentation of foreign business leaders whose prosperity is tied to their imports to the United States of America. They distance themselves from the scene of destruction because they fear the radiation, the nuclear radiation. Now we saw that one of the seal judgments, that this radiation is going to spread and kill a lot of people indirectly. Perhaps even more than died in the United States that are on the ground. Who knows? Again, where men are concerned, this would be completely chaotic. Where God is controlled, He's got every soul, every person under. He'll take care of everything. His plan will be intact in every respect. There's constantly this talk. Well, if there's a nuclear war, history's over. The earth is over. We're all done in. And they talk about it on the news from time to time. They talk about other kinds of things that can destroy the world. No. That's all doomsday stuff that does not fit Scripture. God has created this earth. He'll perpetuate it clear to the end of the millennium and beyond. And then He'll take it out and start a new one. The same two participles are used of the sorrow of kings, is used of the lament of merchants. Their dirge, verses 16 through 17a, and saying, they're really going to be miserable. Alas, alas, the great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. America is referred to under the word singular city, because we're all connected by cities and highways. I'll get this here in a minute. Apologize. The UI thing doubled. And it's called the great city, polis, with the adjective, is clothed, periballo. And we'll talk here about clothing, lucinos, fine linen, and for furus, purple, of type of a fabric, and scarlet, which is a red color, and objects made of gold, chrysao, gold, and stone, precious stone, gems, pearls, margarites, pearl. For in 1 hour such great wealth has been laid waste. This is to be taken as a literal 60 minutes. That's it. A literal 60 minutes. You can't make it any different than that. For in one 60-minute period, great wealth has been laid to waste. There was no kind of weaponry throughout human history that could have ever pulled this off. Sure, God can wipe out a civilization like He did Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, I saw an interesting little thing about up at the north of the Dead Sea area on the east side, there's pockets of fresh water coming up. And fish and plants. In an area that was always dead. Down deep, there is this water that's going to be brought out in connection with the coming of the Lord when the Mount of Olives splits. And that area is going to be restored to its pristine habitat that it had before the destruction out of heaven in the day of Abraham. And so in 1 hour, it has become desolate. The verb is the aorist indicative, eremao. It means to become desolate, depopulated, be ruined, has been laid waste. Great wealth, plutos. For in 1 hour, such, the word such is an adjective, tosutos means so much. One, the dirge of the merchants combines the harlot imagery of 17:4 with the city image of chapter 18. The dirge begins and ends the same way as that of the kings in verse 10. Only in the middle of the two dirges differ with appreciation of Babylon's opulence and splendor, substituting for kings, rulers' admiration of her strength. Each of these two groups lament the disaster from its own self-interest. The item used to depict Babylon's wealth are items worn, such as clothing. Clothing brought in here from different countries. Not that the United States hasn't made some really nice clothing. We have. But referring to men's clothing, you know, a big source of it is Italy. Each of these two groups lament the disaster. The items used to depict Babylon's wealth are items worn as clothing and as accessorizing. Gold, precious stones, and pearls. The items of this list is the same as that of the harlot in chapter 17 with the addition of fine linen. All of these six items occur in the list of merchandise in verses 12 through 13, once again. The first clause of verse 17 concludes the funeral dirge of the merchants. This is a funeral dirge of sorts. Because America, except for the landmass, it's no more. It's a ruin without inhabitant. It'll work its way there. It'll take some people a while to die because they will be where they'll have to be exposed to the radiation and die a horrible death with radiation poisoning. So it's a funeral dirge of sorts by the merchants and the rulers. Now, we're going to see later on that there's others that are going to be celebrating like you can't believe. You might be surprised who they are. Maybe not. The proleptic aorist has been laid waste, anticipates the future desolation also spoken of in verse 19. The verb laid waste is found in 17:16. Of the destruction, it's a very strong word, of the destruction of the RCC, the Catholic system. It's hard to imagine, isn't it, that a ruler will rise up to power quickly and immediately or soon after proceed to dismantle an institution that is rooted in European history, starting with the Vatican and working its way out. Because he has no place for any other religion. And it is put in his heart he'll have more than one motivation. It's a satanic organization, and Satan's going to destroy his own handiwork. A system that is so opposite of what the Bible says about the way of salvation alone. Not even close. You walked into that institution and asked them, what do I have to do to go to heaven? All that they would tell you that you have to go through. And then you're not sure. And you can flip open your Bible like any of the rest of us and read John 3:16 and other scripture. And just blows that all out of the water. They can fancy it all up with all kinds of stuff. What do I have to do when I sin? Well, we got a place over here where you go and do penance and confess your sin to a man. And hey, you can even buy an indulgence. If you're planning to commit one of these sins, you can pay for it up front. Amazing. He's going to take this organization out. Counterfeit Christianity. Of the worst, arguably the worst sort. So here, that word laid waste is used here in 18:19. All right, let's take our break.